person for the job. Meanwhile, Wales has formally nominated Vaughan Gething as the new First Minister. He succeeds Mark Drakeford and becomes the first black political leader in Europe. Speaking in the Senate, he says he looks forward to standing up for Wales and devolution.
Like so many members and friends here today, I want Wales to thrive in the sunshine that hope and social justice can offer all of us, no matter what our background, what we look like, or who we love.
Mr. Gething will not be the official First Minister until he's written to the King. An IT worker has been convicted of murdering a married couple using fentanyl before changing their will to make him a director of their shower mat company. Luke DeWitt, who's 34 and from West Mercia in Essex, created fake online personas to manipulate them. The London clinic, where the Princess of Wales had surgery in January, says disciplinary steps will be taken over an alleged data breach. The Mirror newspaper has reported staff tried to access Kate's medical records. HMRC has reversed the decision to close its self-assessment telephone helpline for half of the year. The tax authority announced yesterday the line would be closed between April and September, with customers directed to its online services instead. It's understood the Chancellor Jeremy Hunt intervened following an outcry. Nigel Huddleston is the Financial Secretary to the Treasury.
HMRC has listened to the feedback and recognises more needs to be done to ensure all taxpayers' needs are met, while also encouraging those who can transition to online services.
And Sir Jonathan Pryce says his former co-star Aaron Taylor-Johnson would make a great James Bond. The Welsh actor played a Bond villain in Tomorrow Never Dies and starred with Taylor-Johnson in a version of Sherlock Holmes. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. I've missed out again.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, quite a pleasant day out there. Should be nice and bright this afternoon, although there could be showers locally heavy later on in the day. Feeling warm in any bright spells with light winds, a maximum temperature of 15 degrees today. And tonight, any rain or showers slowly moving out and gradually drying out overnight. Staying cloudy with low cloud and a minimum temperature overnight of 7 degrees. And your weather for Thursday, a rather cloudy start to the day. Mist and patchy fog becoming brighter with some hazy sunshine developing in the afternoon. Feeling warm with light winds and a maximum temperature of a positively balmy 16 degrees. Very nice.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Yeah, it's a positively balmy Bob Simpson here.
One, two, three.
Bob Simpson on 1, 2, 3. Oh, yes.
Another dream.
That's the Real McCoy here on Phoenix FM, and another night. It's Bob Simpson on the second hour of 1-2-3 this Wednesday afternoon. Glad you could join me. Hope you can stay all day on Phoenix FM. Not just for me, you know. So we got some great shows coming up later in the day. Now, in my effort to try and play you songs that you'd completely forgotten about, I'm going to do my new feature now, where we look at what was in the charts 50 years ago today. So on the 20th of October 1974. I'll just give you a few out of the top 10. At number one, it was Billy Don't Be a Hero from Paper Lace. Remember that one? Number two, you will remember, it's a classic. It was The Air That I Breathe from The Hollies. Number three was The Most Beautiful Girl by Charlie Rich. Ringo Starr was at number four with You're 16. Alvin Stardust at number five with Jealous Mind. This takes me back, I tell you. But it's the number 10 song I'm going to play you. It's a song by the British soul band Hot Chocolate, and not the usual one. Everyone plays you Sexy Thing, don't they? Written by band members Errol Brown and Tony Wilson, the song addresses the themes of suicide, early death and lost childhood. Well, that's cheerful, isn't it? The lyrics celebrate his recently deceased mother. Goodness me, I didn't know all this. I wouldn't have done it if I'd have known it was this miserable. Their rawness was developed after the producer Mickey Most asked him for further depth and darkness. Well, I didn't think it was a particularly dark song. I thought it was quite good, really. So, number 10 on this day, back 50 years ago in 1974, it was Hot Chocolate and Emma.
Just can't keep on trying no more. Emmaline,
that is a bit grim when you listen to it properly, isn't it? Do you know, it's only taken me 50 years to realise that. That's Hot Chocolate and Emma. I'll have a read up properly before I do that again. Anyway, got a couple of new songs for you coming up for you, now. After the break, we've got a brand new song from Roachford that I really love. And right now, though, it's a little ditty from Frank Turner. And I love this one just as equally. I hope you do too. It's called Do One.
Some people are just gonna hate you, no matter what you do. So don't waste your time trying to change their minds. Just be a better you. It took me years to learn this, more than I'd like to admit. But through my ups and downs, I figured one thing out. Don't take anyone. Strength. And you wonder why they're so unkind, man, and how they sleep at night. But that simple fact means you're better than that. I think you're gonna be alright. Do, 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 do. I'm still standing up, and there's nothing you can do. Do, 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 do. I'm still standing up.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM.
If we could have
of the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got, oh, oh, oh.
Yes, I told you it was good, didn't I? I love that. That's Roachford and All the Love We Need. Now, here's a man who knows how to work a crowd. Ed Sheeran has sung in Punjabi for the first time during his concert in Mumbai, leaving fans stunned and setting social media ablaze. During the show on Saturday night, Ed Sheeran invited the Indian singer Diljit Dojan to perform with him on stage. Crowds went wild and the duo gave a rendition of Dosanjh's hit track Lover in Punjabi. On Instagram, one fan said it was the crossover we didn't know we needed, and another said, I think I've seen history in the making, while a third said Sheeran's Punjabi was perfect. Well, he certainly is a good entertainer and he works the crowd. No, people, this isn't his perfect, this is his bad habits.
Say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights and with a stranger I barely know.
Every pure intention ends when the good times start.
Sheeran. Now, it was all quiet on the roads an hour ago. It all seems to have kicked off now.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, the A12 London bound is blocked due to an incident in the roadworks just after Junction 26, that's at 8 Ash Green. There are severe delays on the approach and congestion back to Junction 28 for the A134. In Rochford, Sutton Road is closed for emergency waterworks between South End Road, the Anne Boleyn Pub, and Purdy's Way, leading to Purdy's Industrial Estate. Here in Brentwood, we've got slow traffic on Ongar Road, the A128, Shenfield Road, A1023, and Ingrave Road towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. And in Chipping Ongar, slow traffic on the High Street northbound towards the A414 Chelmsford Road. In Rayleigh, there's slow-moving traffic on Crown Hill towards the High Street, and also more slow traffic on the High Street northbound between the Rayleigh Weir Interchange on the A127 and Crown Hill. Over in Southend-on-Sea, slow traffic on Manners Way, the A127 Prince Avenue, and on Priory Crescent approaching Cuckoo Corner. So, getting busy this afternoon. You'll get more travel with Nick Field today on the Phoenix FM Drive Show from 3 till 6.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Sweet touch.
sweet music there from Dreiser Bone. That is real life. Coming up next, we've got Ariana Grande. But that's after this.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, another event going on this weekend now, on Saturday the 23rd of March. There's an Easter market and artisan craft fair. It's at Shenfield Parish Hall, 60 Hutton Road in Shenfield. It's Crafty Cow Markets, who are hosting an Easter market and artisan craft fair, offering new and bespoke handcrafted gifts, including jewellery, soap, jam, wax melt, crystals, cakes, women's clothes and much more. Come along and support your local artisans and small businesses and pick yourself up a lovely handmade gift that you won't find on the high street. The event is held in support of Havens Hospice. It's free entry and free parking, and it's open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. To get more information on that, go to our website, as usual, phoenixfm.com, and click on local events, and there's a link there that'll give you even more information.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Yeah.
on 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you. It's been so long I hardly knew you. Standing in the door. Stay with me a while. I only want to talk to you. We traveled halfway around the world to find ourselves again. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. Look at what you've done. Why, you've become a grown-up girl. I still can hear you crying in the corner of your room. And look how far we've come, so far from where we used to be. But not so far that we've forgotten how it was before. That September morn, do you remember how we danced that night away? Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way.
That's a song, isn't it? You know it's a good song when it gives you goosebumps. That was Neil Diamond and September Morn. Fantastic. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story about an 85-year-old Easter egg. So, are you ready, children? Here we go. When face-to-face with a tasty chocolate Easter egg, most people would struggle to keep it intact for more than 8 seconds. But one woman kept her confectionery egg in pristine condition for a whopping 85 years. Sybil Cook was given the chocolate treat in 1939 when she was just 9 years old, and her uncle told her to savour every mouthful as the threat of war was looming and rationing would be in place. However, Sybil chose not to take a single bite of it despite her loving chocolate, and she kept the unopened egg for the duration of World War II and for the rest of her life. Sybil, who lived in Neath in South Wales, sadly died at the age of 91 in 2021, and the Mary quite contrary themed egg in blue and white paper remained intact. and touchingly the box, which is complete with a decorative garden scene of a little girl with a watering can, still has her name on it written in pencil, and the year 1939. Now, as a tribute to Sybil, her family are parting with the Easter egg to celebrate their mother's life. The vintage chocolate is set to be auctioned at Hanson's Auctioneer with an estimate of between... How much would you pay for an 85-year-old Easter egg? Well, they reckon it's going to fetch between £300 and £500. I don't think I'd want to touch it, actually. Yeah, Easter's coming and I like me chocolate, but I think I like it fairly fresh. Quite a touching story, that. Right, great song now. Young Kook and Usher, Standing Next to You.
Takeaway from Hut and Spice. All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talfourd Solicitors have it covered. Find find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
98
FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Jesse Green and Nice and Slow here on Phoenix FM. That's what I keep telling myself. Nice and slow. Slow down. I trip over my words when I try and go too fast. Hopefully I won't trip over with this one. Something I want to tell you about that's really good. There's going to be a new weekly group in Billericay. It's Weekly Billericay Walk and Talk. Now, do you want to improve your physical and mental health? Local mental health charity Basil and Mind believes there's a link between your physical and mental health. Their walk and talk groups combine both. They're led by trained walk leaders, attended by an experienced counsellor, that's a talking therapist, and followed by refreshments and social interaction. The new group will give people the opportunity to meet like-minded individuals in an open and supportive environment. And it's all going to start on Mondays at 10:30 on the 15th of April. There will be a walk for 60 minutes, and then it's off to a local cafe for social interaction and refreshments. You buy your own refreshments for about 30 minutes. And this is all going to happen at Lake Meadows in Billericay. So that's 10:30 a.m. on the 15th of April is when it starts. Basil & Mind has a grant to run this group free of charge to participants. They only ask that you buy your own refreshments. If you'd be interested in that or for more details, you can contact Basil & Mind at volunteering at spasmind.org. Yeah, very good. That might even go along with myself for a nice little walk there. Now, coming up after me at 3, we've got a superstar for you today, because Joe's not here today. She will be back tomorrow, but sitting in for Joe is our veteran presenter, Nick Field. He's only a veteran because he's been here probably the longest of any of us. He's still quite a young fella, actually. But he's also an actor and a voiceover artist, and he works really hard. He's very busy. So it's quite a treat to have him today, especially as it's a double shift, because he'll be doing Drive from 3 till 6 p.m. and then he'll be back at 8 o'clock tonight with another Curveball. So that's Nick Field coming up after me at 3 o'clock.
7 hours since you went away, 11 coffees, Ricky Lake on play. But late at night when I'm feeling blue, I sell my ass before I think of you. 7 hours since you closed the door, started a diet, got a manicure. Erase your number from my telephone, and if you call me, I won't be at home. Why'd you cry? Sorry, what's your name? Takes more than begging to reverse my brain. Ooh, but you miss me like a hole in the head, because I do, boy, and it's cool, boy. And ooh, but you never thought I'd get out of bed because of you, boy, such a fool, boy. I'm through it, over it, I'm having it, crazy, I'm feeling this until I quit. No more, no more.
That's the Sugar Babes and Hole in the Head. You have been listening to Bob Simpson on 123 this Wednesday afternoon. Nearly time for me to pop off, but before I do, just let you know what's coming up for the rest of the day here on Phoenix FM. As I mentioned, after me, from 3 to 6, it's the Drive Show with Nick Field. At 6 o'clock, it's the George Hanlon Hour, bringing you an hour of eclectic music. Then at 7, it's the Orient Hour, which is our roundup of everything happening at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team. At 8, Nick's back with some curveballs from 8 till 10. Then at 10 o'clock, Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu. Thanks for your company today. I'll be back to do it all again next Wednesday. Have a great evening. I'll leave you with a bit of Stevie Wonder. Cheers now.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall. Very superstitious. Letters doctor fall. 13-month-old baby. Broke the looking glass. 7 years of bad luck. The things in your past. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.